Welcome to another episode. I'm sure by now you're super amazed by the guests that we have, but welcome to another brilliant episode of the Afro Trade Podcast, coming to you live from the sidelines of the Mental Matchup Challenge 7.0. I am your host, Calvin, and we've had some amazing guests today. And each and every single time, we keep bringing you some brilliant minds who, you know, who've come down to join us for, you know, the challenge, and of course to talk about this year's theme. We're keeping it with a theme, which is building bridges for equitable trade, right? And with me is a lady by the name Yelena, right? And I was doing a bit of research about her, and she comes from a background which is in banking and finance, but she likes to call herself a financial consultant, which is, I mean, very right, because you're in finance.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Pleasure to be here with you as well. So far, how's your experience been on the, you know, coming in for the challenge? Have you met some people you've known? Have people asked you, hey, I've got this question, I've seen you on social media? This and all of those kind of things.
Honestly, it's been a great experience.
Yes.
Mainly on the mentorship side. Mm-hmm. Throughout my career, I've been blessed so far until now to have great mentors in every activities and initiative that I take as part of my growth in my professional life. And what has been great has really been to exchange with the youth in the various sectors who wants to go to that next level, but they need assistance. The different youth that I met some who wants to know how to build up a financial file for their startups. I've met youngs who need relationships, you know, in order to be able to meet the right people to upskill their business. I'm not from Nigeria. I'm from Cameroon, but I'm quite connected here. And as a commitment, I would like to work on those mentors and follow their progress, which is something that will make me really happy.
I like that. Now, is finance something you always wanted to get into, or was it one of those things
not at all stumbled upon? Not at all. I actually studied literature.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So you went from writing words to writing numbers. Essentially,
you know, in high school, and I went to university in the UK where I studied the business management and financial management.
Yes.
Graduated and started as a banker, the Citibank mainly. And I'm somebody who loves to seize opportunities. So today I'm not just doing the financial consulting. Like I say, wherever I find opportunity, I make sure I seize opportunities. So on top of that, I'm an event organizer, management. Why? Because I think that in Africa, we really need to develop a customer experience. So that's why I went into event management, making sure that every client is satisfied, you know, from beginning to end, which is something that we are moving towards too. This helped me also in my consultancy firm. My key objective is always, how can I cater to the needs of my clients? I'm also into oil and gas, trading, and in the poultry industry.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of, yeah, brilliant work. But I like how you've been able to find all of them to coordinate with each other. I like what you mentioned. You said in Africa, we need quite a bit more in terms of customer service, right? And coming from banking, I think banking is one of those things where you can never really play around with customer service, because, you know, people get very emotional about their money.
Yeah.
Right. And events organization is one of those things where quite a bit is left to chance at times. You've attended an event and you're just like, oh, what's going on? Right. So coming from banking into events, especially with that whole customer service, like you've said, experience, right? That's something that I've never heard no one speak about, but I can see how they make sense.
Definitely. I feel that in all the sectors, customer service is key. My banking experience in customer service is helping me to deal with my client on a daily basis. I'm a client also.
Yes.
So I always want to put my shoes in what would I have wanted to have as service. Servicing to me today, even I tell that at home, it's important the way you care about your boss. It's important. When we talk about event management, what I can learn from the banking, ethics is important.
Very.
And today the world is really about who we know. And we have a small world. We happen to feel that because I'm dealing with somebody in Nigeria, you know, I can have this client dissatisfied in Nigeria, but in Cameroon, he's never going to
find me.
But we're moving toward a globalized world. So you better off having a good reputation. Today in my portfolio, I have clients from Gabon. I have clients from Benin. I have clients from Nigeria, a lot, who wants to come in the Francophone zones. And I think over the years, I'm able to have those clients in my portfolio because of the reputation that I've built. You need to be able to walk your talk. You tell your client it's going to have it. You need to make sure you deliver. And even if you don't deliver, you need to be able to communicate with the client, you know, on the challenge and always find the solutions. I think that's one of the key things. So we shouldn't think that customer service is just for a sector, but it's part of the reputation that we built for ourselves.
Yes.
In the global market.
I like that. So from everything that you do, what does equitable trade mean to you?
Equitable trade to me is you buy something from Cameroon, for example, to Nigeria. It's not about Nigerian coming to get the resources of Cameroon, but we need to be able to find where we come together.
Yes.
I might be selling soybean meal to you. You might be having the experience. And then as an exchange in trade, I get your manpower, your expertise, your knowledge. So I think if we want to develop Africa, we need to move towards exchanging equitably, which is one country shouldn't feel like the other country is exploiting. So that's why, and I think it's touching actually all the sectors. Nigeria is a well-known country for oil and gas. I supply you foreign, but on the other side, you know, as Nigerians, you guys have more experience, for example, than us. You guys can bring in the expertise in how to build infrastructure because here you've done it, we've seen it.
Yes.
So that's an example of what we call, to me, equitable trait.
I like how you've broken it down. And early on, you touched on, you know, how you've gotten here. You had mentors before, right? Do you feel that, especially now that I've spoken to people from different parts of the world. I spoke to someone from Benin, spoken to someone from Canada, and coming from Cameroon, right? Painting a picture. In terms of mentorship, right? Is it something that is actively been done, or is it something that's been done by like a select few, or can something be done more for people to be able to reach out to someone like you who's been able to scale in your field?
Yes, I'm very approachable. Mm-hmm. I think one of the key things to success is approachability, humility. That's when you learn. And I always believe that you can be a mentor, you have your mentee, you give them some knowledge, but then on the other way around, you can also learn. Like when I was saying that I was blessed to have mentors, to be able to have mentor, you need to be open to that.
Yes.
You need to be able to want to develop and grow. Mm-hmm. And one of the growth process today, you want it or not, is through mentorship.
Yes.
And it's actually strategy because your mentorship portfolio, it's also your network portfolio.
Exactly. I like
so that. Depending on the sectors that you touch, for me today as a person, I have mentors in various sectors, in the agri sector, in the oil and gas sector, in the banking sector, and also for my private life, you know, so I believe that you cannot grow without having a mentor. Definitely not. We always need to learn the way things are being done. If a person is having an initiative in Nigeria or in Benin or in Gabon or in South Africa, how can I replicate it in my country. So mentors shouldn't just be because you don't know anything, but we can get knowledge for a specific skill. Maybe it's how I see you, you have a good personal branding. How can I do that so I have more exposure? You can need a mentor into it. Want to get into a new field that you don't know, you approach a reputable. Today we have social media. LinkedIn is a very good platform.
Very good.
Where you can actually approach people, you know, and you can ask for it. I've experienced before people that do not know me and today who are my mentors. You can look the people who are around you because it's not necessarily the people that you don't know. But mentorship starts also at home. Who are the people as part of your clients, as part of your friends, who have more knowledge than you, and you need to get the skills or knowledge from those persons. So to me, mentorship is something that we can have every day. You have formal mentorship and then you have informal mentorship. And today I have a youth that I mentor on the various sectors. It's really something that I do to be able to give out on the grace that I've had to be able to come across great mentors.
So in terms of your personal story, right? I want to get into a bit of that, right? Tell me some of the barriers you've had to encounter before and probably still are going through. But of course, it's one of those things where it came from here, it's probably here, or maybe you're flat, you don't have none of the barriers, right? Overcome in terms of accessing equitable trade in all of these different, it could be with organizations, people that you're dealing with, different people on different continents. What are some of those barriers that you feel personally you currently go through, went through? Share your story.
I think one of the barriers has been to be able to come out of my country.
Okay.
It takes a lot to be able to think that actually Nigeria is next door, but I don't know anybody there. Mm. I want to do business. In Nigeria. I'm inspired by Nigerians, which is the current situation. So how do you leave from staying in your comfort zone where your only travels is for a training, your only travels is for holidays? Two, I can do business with somebody across the borders.
Yes.
And I had a mentor who once told me that you need to be bold about what you want and very intentional. Mm. So I started attending courses. During courses, you meet people. I started attending forums where I'm actually very active. It helps you to meet people. And with the people that you meet, you see the different mindsets. The two mindsets coming together, you see if he's actually operating in those sectors, we have the same age, we kind of have the same background. What stopped me from doing that?
Yes.
That's when I could actually break those barriers. Today, any country I find an opportunity, which is tangible and where I know that, one, I'm going to make money. Second, I'm going to have impact. I'm going for it. I'd rather try, even if it doesn't work, but I always go with the positive attitude to know that what I'm going to initiate, I'm going to succeed.
I like.
So, this is to me today, it was a barrier before, but today I see Africa as a country. I don't see Africa as a continent anymore. So I can actually operate in South Africa, just like I operate in Gabon, or I can operate in Zambia, or I can operate in DRC. You know, so today my team knows that if we have an opportunity, we just need to strategize properly, but I'm not scared to go for any opportunities across the continent.
That sounds like a very confident answer, which I absolutely love. But with that said, on the other side, flip the coin. What are you afraid of when it comes to, you know, trade and opportunities and what is it like, you know, you...
Coming across the wrong partner. It's just that today banks, you know, there are tools and mechanisms that are being put. For example, when you look at the banking products, today if you want to do trade, if you have a line, you can have an LC, which protects you as the buyer, and then you have the seller who is protected.
Yes.
So what I'm afraid is really coming across the wrong partner.
Ooh. Have you experienced this before?
Not yet. I said not yet.
Yes.
But I pray that it remains the same. But this is my fear. getting into the business with somebody that you realize after is not who you thought it was, and having the person still... And
by that time, you're attached at the hip.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's one of my fear.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, I can absolutely relate to that. I've had business endeavors before where you're just like, oh, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Now, as we conclude, right, there's a lot that's happening on the continent. A lot of people looking at the continent from outside. I had an ambassador who I was speaking to earlier. Two ambassadors actually spoke about it. And they mentioned that each and every country has a strategy for Africa. Like even Pakistan, India, they know how we want to approach Africa, what we want to do. Africa, the youngest continent in terms of even population, the numbers are growing, the resources we have. From your position, having a great worldview, you've gone to a school in a different country. You now have partners in different countries across the globe, right? Where would you, not where, do you feel confident in the strides that Africa is doing towards equitable trade?
Do I feel confident in?
Confident in the steps that Africa is doing towards achieving, equitable trade.
Yes, we're not there yet, but yes, some initiatives are being put across the continent. And I think it's governance also will help. When we talk about governance, it's our different governments that can be able to assist in supporting the initiatives.
Yes.
Because it's all of that come also with governments, you know, initiative being put in place. As a personal person, there's a limit to what I can do. But when we have the support for our various governments who want to come together, either in entering a trade partnership with other countries, then I think the sky is the limit. There's also mainly that willingness from our various governments,
yes,
which can improve those relationships.
Which everybody has mentioned, policy, government, very important because...
Compliance.
No one's mentioned compliance before.
Compliance,
we can get into taxes and all of those different kind of things. But I like how you've put it, how you've phrased it, right? So what's the one key takeaway that people can take from you today?
I think we shouldn't be scared to go across the borders that are ours. Today we're in a generation where everybody wants to succeed. We have a generation where everybody knows exactly what they want. So everybody is very picky. Diversification is key. I believe in diversification across different sectors. Because of the different rules and regulations that are being updated in various sectors. So today, the takeaway should be diversification across borders and across sectors is very important.
Very important. Diversification across borders and across sectors. There you have it. Yelena has actually given us some key gems today. If you're watching, if you're listening, this is definitely the Afro Trade Podcast. Once again, coming to you. You can hear the background. People are, I think, on a break or something. So we're coming to you guys from the Mental Matchup Challenge 7.0. Some amazing speakers. Everybody's got gems. Yelena just told us, you know, quite a bit, right? And I love how she's encouraged people. You got to go across the border. You just can't be in your yard and you just... saying, you know, there's nothing that I can do. Push yourself, save for that money, talk to people in different sectors. LinkedIn is there.
It's very important.
When our parents were growing up, they didn't have that.
No. And I also believe in personal branding. Personal branding nowadays is very important because there are many people who are gifted, skilled, but they hide what they do. Today, we are also in a generation of what we see is what we like. Mm-hmm. So personal branding is very important also as part of the development of the strategy to grow the business and to grow our reputation as a person.
Personal branding, because the first thing you do nowadays is someone tells you, my name is such and such. You just go on the internet and LinkedIn is there, Instagram, Twitter, all of those different.
I have a little story. I went to a forum once and I registered to a session. While entering the session, I got rejected to get into the session because the person was telling me that it's a well-known institution that I'll quote the name.
Oh.
They were like, we Googled your name and we didn't find anything. We have people who do not necessarily know what they want, who wants to come to these sessions just to meet some of our executives.
Yes.
So unfortunately, we can't accept you this time because of the limited information that we have on you. So it's just to tell you that we're really in a generation where it's important to brand yourself.
That's important. Yes. That's a key takeaway.
Yes, branding in what you do and branding on the way you do things is very important.
And also goes hand in hand with personal branding. You have to speak about yourself.
Yes.
Because no one's going, you will have friends who will speak about it and say, Yelena's doing this and that. You need to consult with her. She's a person, perfect person to open doors for you. But that's a handful. So if you're there just being subtle,
you need to make that extra effort to work on that.
Definitely.
Thank you very much, Yelena, for spending time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I can't wait for us to do this again sometime next year or even before that.
Thank you.
Definitely. All right, there you have it. Another brilliant episode of the Afro Trade Podcast by the Mentor Matchup Challenge. And of course, it's all about session, or rather season 7.0, coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. We've got some amazing guests who are coming up. So stick around and most definitely catch you at the next one.